From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen have vowed to fight on as pro-government forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates captured the airport of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah in a week-long offensive. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi said most of the coastal area of Tahama is still free. He vowed not to submit or collapse. Fierce battles are reported in the al-Durehimi district outside the city, about 20 kilometers south of the airport. Hodeidah is a vital port for the flow of humanitarian supplies and other imports to the impoverished nation, a growing concern for groups like the World Health Organization. Jenny Musto is an incident manager for that agency. Meanwhile, local hospital sources say nearly 350 people, about half of them rebel fighters, have been killed in the fighting. Thousands of families have fled the combat. The three-year conflict has claimed thousands of lives and created what the UN is calling one of the world's gravest humanitarian crises. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki is calling Ethiopian peace overtures a positive gesture, and he'll be sending a delegation to the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa to ease long-running tensions between the two neighbors. He said 27 years is a long interval. The losses incurred and time wasted are huge. He said Ethiopia is at a turning point. New Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has pledged to honor the terms of the peace agreement that ended their two-year conflict in 2000, in which tens of thousands are believed to have died. This is VOA News.